The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Hello, you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martell. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today we're talking about a very interesting topic, and that is problem gambling. And we have two great guests with us. Their names are Leilani Yazar. I got that right, because I checked. Leilani is the team leader for the Mid-Hudson Problem Gambling Resource Center, and as team leader, she provides training and education to the community throughout the Mid-Hudson region. And our other guest is Colleen Jones. Colleen is one of the program managers for the Mid-Hudson Problem Gambling Resource Center. And in her position, she's worked to create a network of licensed clinicians throughout the Mid-Hudson region who are trained in treatment for problem gambling. Welcome, ladies. How are you?
Thank you for having us.
Yes, a pleasure to have you. First, let's start off giving us our listeners a little background about gambling. What exactly is gambling, and what is problem gambling?
So gambling is risking something of value on a game of chance. We realize that often when people think about value, they think about money. And it's not always about money, risking something, risking your money. Sometimes it's time, it's possessions, it's your house. Whatever you consider value, that's what you're risking. So that's what gambling is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how does it become a problem?
So problem gambling is really whenever gambling causes problems in someone's life. You know, you can gamble responsibly and people can go to the casino and have a good time. But in some cases, gambling becomes an addiction called the gambling disorder, which can be treated with counseling. So pretty much any time gambling is causing issues in your personal life, your family life, your career, that's when it's a problem. So these problems could be arguments over money with your family or your spouse, or over just gambling in general with your loved ones. It could be missed deadlines at work, or feeling depressed and anxious because of your gambling.
Interesting. Well, aren't the casinos, I mean, in a sense, aren't they really structured to encourage people to gamble as much as possible? So when you go to those places, it seems like there is a lot to overcome if you have a propensity for that, right?
Yeah, and we, just so you know, so the Mid-Hudson Problem Gambling Resource Center, we do have a neutral stance on gambling. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if people want to gamble, that's fine. When mm-hmm. it becomes a problem, then that's where we step in. But, you know, casinos are a form of entertainment. That's what they were created for. Uh-huh. So, you know, people are going to have a good time. And at the end of the day, you know, the house always wins as well.
Right.
It's typically how it's mm-hmm. set up to be. So it's very, I mean, there's the bright lights, there's the excitement. So it can definitely draw someone in and, you know, cause those issues of problem gambling. You know, you win big the first time you go and you want to go back, and then you lose, and then it becomes kind of chasing your losses and
right.
trying to just regain what right. you've lost.
And most people that I know that I've talked to that have been to casinos, I was, I think, twice in my whole life, you know, set like a monetary limit where they say, you know, I'm going to take $100, I'm going to allocate $100 mm-hmm. or whatever, $200, enjoy the weekend, and when it's gone, it's gone. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much, that's kind of a healthy gambling, but then it falls into something else, and it can become addictive, can it not?
Yes, yes, it can.
Definitely can.
Mm-hmm. So how does gambling become addictive, and how do you recognize that you might have a problem with it? Because in other types of addiction, such as alcohol, there might be, hangovers, or with substance use, there might be withdrawal symptoms, or, you know, things that your family members could recognize or clinicians. But what are the signs of gambling addiction? How do you know that it's time to get some help?
So some of the warning signs that we see with those who have problem gambling or struggling with problem gambling is feeling desperate and depressed, and sometimes even suicidal. They rely on others to get themselves out of debt, borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. They are gambling with money needed for necessary expenses such as groceries or medication. They're often neglecting other responsibilities to concentrate on gambling activities, like they're missing important family events. When they gamble, they will often keep increasing the amount of money to bet so that they can make up for their losses. Uh-huh. And they're gambling to escape, to avoid any type of frustrations that may be in their life. And it just becomes a cycle for them.
Mm-hmm. And what is the percentage or the rate of, say, of all people who partake in gambling, what's the percentage of people that might succumb to that, just from averages?
So just some averages about gambling in general. Mm-hmm. So approximately 85% of U.S. adults have gambled at least once in their lives, and 60% in the past year. So that's about 2 million of U.S. adults are estimated to meet their criteria for pathological gambling in a given year, and another 4 to 6 million would be considered problem gamblers. So that means they don't meet the full diagnostic criteria for pathological gambling, but they meet one or more of the criteria and are probably experiencing some problems due to their gambling. So in New York State, it's estimated that 5% of adults experienced problem gambling in the past year and may be in need of treatment services. So that's 5 out of every 100 adults, which, you know, that might sound like a small number. So you're wondering, like, you know, why do we care about this? So it's estimated that each pathological gambler affects between 5 and 10 people in their lives. So that includes family, that includes friends, includes coworkers, you know, their organizations that they work for. Mm-hmm. So the impact of problem gambling can really affect a lot of people. It can lead to lack of trust between family and friends, financial difficulties, frustration, time away from work. So the Mid-Hudson PGRC, you know, does recognize that addiction is a family disease. You know, it doesn't just affect the problem gambler.
That's right.
So we also do treat, you know, family members and friends of those struggling from problem gambling.
That's really great. A whole family approach. I coordinate opioid prevention strategy for Ulster County, and we're learning more and more, and not only with just opioid use disorder, but just a lot of chronic diseases, and is that, you know, you really need to treat the whole person and the whole family and even the whole community in some cases. So let me ask, with the advent of online gambling, right, where it's a lot easier, you don't have to travel somewhere, does that exacerbate the problem?
We don't have any statistics on it right now, but like we definitely believe that, you know, online gambling is causing these problems. I mean, think about, you know, you have to drive to the casino to go place a bet, but right now you can just pick up your phone. It's right next to you.
Anywhere, and, right?
Yep, you can.
On your lunch break.
Yep, you don't need to go down to, you know, the store on the corner to buy your scratch-off ticket. You can place a bet right on your phone.
Right.
You don't need to go to OTB to place that bet. You know, you can do it on your phone. So it's definitely convenience and ease.
And what we've seen in various different communities in the Mid-Hudson region is that when they are not they don't have like a casino next to them. Like in Monticello, the nearest casino is the Resorts World Catskills.
Mm-hmm.
But northern Sullivan County, they can't always get to those casinos. So like Colleen said, they are either using their phones or going to the nearest store and buying lottery tickets. So online gambling is very accessible to the communities.
Now, let me ask something, and I don't know whether this is a myth or not, but it's my understanding that gambling really affects most vulnerable populations, people who can least afford it, perhaps. Does the science show that, or does the research show that?
There's not a lot of research because problem gambling is fairly new, opposed to like maybe substance use. From what we've learned in communities by doing various different needs assessments and talking to community leaders or different organizations, is that when there is a community that's filled with hopelessness, they tend to buy something like a lottery ticket and hope that is going to get them out of their hopelessness state.
Right.
So stats really in regards to numbers, we don't, personally don't have that, but just listening to the communities that does happen.
And, well, when I'm feeling a little hopeless at work, I do, I must admit, I do buy a lottery ticket thinking, you know, I'd much rather be on the Amalfi Coast in Italy, you know, like sipping a cappuccino.
Right. This is going to take away all my problems right now, all my headaches.
Well, we want to learn more about your organization, how it came into being. But I think first we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
I love the way that picture looks. Can you move it to the left just a bit? Careful on the ladder.
Really? You know I'm always careful. Let me move it just a little bit more. Uh-oh!
Let's face it, accidents happen. When life takes an unexpected turn, you want your family treated at a full-service emergency room, where you'll find physicians who are board-certified in emergency medicine.
Let's get in the car. We're going to the ER.
Oh, but we'll be waiting for hours.
Introducing the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, only at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie and Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, members of the WMC Health Network. When you arrive in either of these emergency rooms, you'll be seen by a member of the care team within 30 minutes. Expert trusted emergency care without the wait. To read the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, visit wmchealth.org/ER30.
Well, that was painless.
Hey, I'm the one with the stitches.
No, I was talking about the wait.
Another way the WMC Health Network is advancing care here.
Let me ask you a question. When you think of the American Legion, what comes to mind? Is it the way we fight daily for our veterans to get them the benefits they've earned through their service?
I work hard every day to make sure that our veterans get the benefits they deserve. I am the American Legion.
For nearly 100 years, the American Legion has been our nation's leading advocate for veterans and their families.
I am the American Legion.
This is today's American Legion.
To learn more, visit legion.org.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. And if you just joined us, today's topic is problem gambling. And our guests are Leilani Yazar and Colleen Jones from the Mid-Hudson Problem Gambling Resource Center. So before the break, ladies, we were talking about what problem gambling is and the addictive qualities of it. Now I'd like to talk about your organization, the Mid-Hudson Problem Gambling Resource Center. How did it come into being, and who funds it? And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the creation of the first Problem Gambling Resource Center was actually inspired by an analysis that was done by the New York Council on Problem Gambling. So they were looking at the existing New York State Problem Gambling Treatment System, and they were looking at the calls that were going into the New York State Hope Line. So they found that problem gamblers going into calling the New York State Hope Line, only 2% of them were successfully entering treatment for problem gambling. So they felt that obviously this was something that needed to be addressed. So in conjunction with the Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse, also known as OASIS, mm-hmm. They worked to develop a plan to address these issues. So in 2015, the New York Council on Problem Gambling opened its pilot program in Queens County, the Queens Center for Excellence. So the goal of the Queens Center for Excellence was to increase awareness and education and understanding about problem gambling, and also to offer help to those directly and indirectly affected by problem gambling. So with this, they saw those calls into the Hope Line go from 2% up to 86% of people successfully entering treatment.
And they followed those people up to find out where they went.
Yeah, so what they did was the Queen Center for Excellence is similar to what we do here. They created a network of private clinicians. So they were able to connect the clients to the clinicians in our network and get them into treatment so they could follow the client, you know, throughout that treatment, see how they're doing, make sure they were happy with the services we were providing to them and everything. So based on this, the New York Council on Problem Gambling decided that this needed to be a statewide effort to have these problem gambling resource centers. So back last year, they opened the first one. And of August 1st, we now have problem gambling resource centers throughout New York State in every region.
Wow. And who funds it?
It's funded through OASIS.
It is funded through OASIS. And does the gambling industry, do they chip into that, or is there any kind of assessment on the gambling industry itself to do that, or what role do they play?
I believe the gambling industry, they offer a percentage out of what they make, and it goes into the funding to provide services throughout the New York State.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, so it's their way of like kind of working on the problem on their own end, which probably takes some of the pressure to even do more, right? I mean, you know, just as other industries do that as well. Mm-hmm. So in terms of clinicians, I'm assuming that would be licensed social workers and psychologists. Is there a specific training that they get? Is that a subspecialty? How does that work?
Our clinicians, throughout our regions, throughout our counties, we're very grateful for them. There is a screening process where we ask, they have to have a private clinician, they have to have a malpractice insurance, and they are then given two trainings, webinars that's self-paced, where they have to take a cognitive behavioral training that's specifically geared towards problem gambling and motivation interviewing.
And then we have an additional two trainings that we have them do, the problem gambling treatment specialist training and another training as well that was a two-day training that they put online. So now the clinicians will take that. So once they're done with all their trainings, myself and then my other coworker, Amanda, who's not here today, we do a site visit. So we go and meet with the clinician, you know, we explain our expectations, their expectations, go over everything. And it's also too so that when we're referring a client to one of these clinicians, you know, we know where they're located, we know how to get to their office, parking, is there an elevator, just things to make every client who calls, you know, at ease for going to that first treatment session.
And is are the sessions mostly one-on-one, or are there support, are there groups or support groups that either they do or you do?
So some of our clinicians do offer groups. It just depends on, you know, the clinician and what they offer, what their space has available. Most of it is one-on-one treatment. We also can offer family sessions. And as I said before, we can offer individualized treatment for the spouse or the family member of the problem gambler as well. We do also have some connections to some of the Gamblers Anonymous meetings within the region. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll call up our contact and, you know, let them know that there's going to be a new person coming to this meeting, just same thing. So you have that feeling of ease going into that first meeting. So we just want to be a resource for those clients to connect them to care.
And is there any kind of peer advocacy community associated like there is with opioid use disorder?
At this time, you know, we our organization doesn't have any peer support. Some of them we know, like if they go into GA, they'll get that peer support there.
Mm-hmm. But we also, with our clinicians, if they're not able to get to one of our clinicians, there's a clinician who offers teletherapy as well. So because of location,
great.
Transportation.
Yeah, especially as we were talking, New York is a big area.
Yes.
Right? A lot of gaps in there. And in terms of, does your organization itself do any kind of support groups or anything, or is it all done through clinicians and through Gamblers Anonymous?
It's all through the clinicians or Gamblers Anonymous. Mm-hmm. Or if they need more extensive treatment, they can go to the addiction treatment centers that are located throughout New York State.
Mm-hmm. And so in terms of your own staffing, what does the staffing structure look like, and what are the roles?
So, myself, Leilani, I am the team leader, as you said before. I offer the trainings to the community. We offer two different trainings, which is Problem Gambling 101, that I can come into the communities or organizations and do Problem Gambling 101, which just is a general overview of what problem gambling is, the warning signs, some of the screening tools that are being used, and the different types of gambling. And then we have a new training that has been put forth, which is gaming and gambling, because we're seeing amongst youth, and not just youth but adults as well, how gaming can be associated with gambling, and how it, you know, what are the games that are being used, how kids are gambling within the games, not always necessarily with money, but like we were talking about value before, but in currency games and how that can be addictive. So we offer that training. We also offer other trainings online through our website, which we'll talk about later.
Okay, no problem.
But it's a different array of trainings that range from the, learning about the LGBTQ community to financial awareness with gambling. We also can tailor our trainings towards any particular population, whether it be seniors to veterans, or like I talked about, youth before.
And I've heard too that among seniors sometimes it can be really dangerous, because you know they're working with retirement savings, and if you know they get addicted, then you know they can run through their money, and that's not good.
No, it's not.
You know, so in the gaming, I'm really interested. So the non-monetary rewards might be like like merchandise or something like that, where they win prizes.
Sometimes they talk about loot boxes a lot. These loot boxes are like a surprise box in a sense. You don't necessarily know what's in them, but you are playing the game to a point where you want to win the loot box. So it's that notion, like, I need to play to figure out, you know, to get this prize, and so that it can help me excel in the game.
I know I read somewhere in South Korea that they had a really severe problem with online gaming, with especially young people, and so much so that they actually have recovery camps where they bring these kids, because they're so addicted, and they have really, really robust internet service that's really fast. So kids you know, spend 12 hours, 14 hours a day, you know, on these online games.
It just shows to show you, though, that, like, you know, addiction is addiction is addiction. You know, the same center of the brain, that's
right.
Whether it's, you know, the problem gambling, the gaming, or any other addiction that we, you know, we see.
And do you do anything for youth groups, or do you go into schools too and do that specialized, you know, anything?
Well, in New York State, with the New York Council on Problem Gambling, they have Youth Decide is a program that they have in schools. Not every school has it, but there are Youth Decide coordinators that work with the students on problem gambling issues, and just to learn about gambling and teaching them the risks, the behaviors, the risky behaviors, and the warning signs, and how to stay away from, how to have a healthy lifestyle. But personally, the things that we will do would just to go in. If there is not a Youth Decide within the community, then we'll come into the schools, speak with the social workers, or speak with the teachers around the problem gambling, so that then they can teach their students.
Interesting. And if family members or just, you know, interested people want to learn more about what problem gambling is, or and any of your services, or how they can get help for themselves or a family member, how do they go about doing that?
So they can call Amanda, who is our other coworker, and myself. We answer the phones. They can call 914-215-6440, and one of us will answer the phone. Or if we're not available, they can leave a voicemail, and we make it our priority to get back to them. They can also email us at mid-hudsonpgrc@ nyproblemgambling.org. And they can also visit our website, which is nyproblemgamblinghelp.org. And they can click on the Mid-Hudson region, and they'll find our phone number and email in there as well.
Great. Why don't you say that number one more time quickly?
914-215-6440.
Great. Terrific. Well, thank you for all the great work that you and your colleagues do. I know that it is an important issue, and we're grateful to have your help. We really appreciate it. And that's all the time we have for today. It goes by really fast.
Yes,
you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.